From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
75 it was.
75 it was. So Federal Reserve released their interest rate decision about 15 minutes ago. 75 basis points was the consensus expectation leading into this. But this time around, we got all of the economic projections as well, and we haven't seen those since June. And as I pointed out earlier this week, Mike, I think the pivotal moment for the Fed was that April 26th speech at the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium, when we've now basically got this don't blink mantra from the Fed and from a lot of other central banks. So we've got all these forecasts in there. Look, there was some speculation that there could be a 100 basis point hike. They've only done that 7 times since World War II, so it was always a bit of an outlier. So just to have a quick look into some of the detail here, you're now seeing, you've now got what we call the terminal rate, the highest point that it gets to is now 4.6%. That's at the end of 2023. Just remember that you get to see where all of the committee members project where they think those rates will be at the end of each year. That's called the dot plot. Now, there are some committee members with higher rates there forecast, so are getting up towards 5%. You've got by the end of this year, you've got the rate is expected to be 4.4%. So what that suggests, you've got another meeting in November and another meeting in December. So that suggests another sort of 125 basis points through those meetings. If we look at the context, if we look at the statement, it's relatively unchanged. I haven't had time to go through it line by line yet. The committee remains highly attentive to inflation risks. That's fairly unsurprising. They're now saying that recent indicators point to modest growth in spending and production. They previously had said that spending and production were softening. So, I think it's pretty much on par with where people thought it was going to be. Some of their GDP growth forecasts have been marked down a little bit, been marked down to 1.2% in 2023 and 1.7% in 2024. Unemployment now seen rising to 4.4% in 2023. I think the market will probably take this one in its stride. We have seen a slight fall in the main US indices, and obviously a not unexpected rise in short-term interest rates, and the two-year US Treasury, which I'm just keeping an eye on as we speak, that's gone to 4.09. That's the highest that two-year Treasury rate has been since 2007. So obviously interest rates, they're sort of moving back to levels we haven't seen for an awful long time. But as expected, what we've got to wait for now, Mike, is he gives a stand-up media conference in about 10 or 12 minutes, and I think some of his statements there will probably carry more weight.
I think that is true.
Terms of,
as always. Now, talk to me about Air New Zealand, because thank God they gave us some good news this week, given the New York debacle.
They did, and it takes some of the focus away from, you know, some lost luggage, which, you know, luggage does get lost all the time, doesn't it? Air New Zealand's holding its annual shareholders meeting today, and ahead of that meeting, the company released guidance or profit guidance, and a bit of a significant turnaround, as you say. So guidance of profit before tax for the first half of their financial year has now been given at $200 to $275 million. Profit. It's a profit. And giving that guidance, that what they refer to is they've had strong forward sales over the first 3 months this year, particularly for travel through to January 2023. They've put a couple of assumptions in there. The first one is that strength in those forward sales does flow through to the following quarter, and it also assumes an average jet fuel price of approximately US$130 a barrel. They're operating at 70% of their 2019 capacity. I think you need to take that reference to the fuel price pretty seriously, because we've seen how volatile fuel prices have been. They won't commit to a full year forecast. That's due both to that potential volatility in fuel prices, but also global recessionary risk, inflationary pressures on costs. They strongly caution against extrapolating that first half FY23 or the first half of the year earnings guidance out to the full year. The seasonality, Mike, in their trading pattern, second half of the year is typically weaker. Market consensus, Mike, for their profit was well below what they've now indicated. So I think there's going to be some of those forecasts being lifted. Share price lifted 5 cents yesterday, up 7.35%, back to levels we haven't seen since May. So good to see some good news.
Exactly. What are the numbers?
Right. So as I'm looking at it now, the Dow Jones is down about 224 points. It's about 0.74%. So that's lower than it was going into the FOMC announcement. The S&P 500, 3824, also lower, about 0.8% lower on the day. And the NASDAQ down around 0.8% as well, 11,333 there. Overnight, FTSE 100 up 45.7237. The Nikkei fell 1.3%, 27,313. Shanghai Composite was down 5,3117. On the local markets yesterday, the ASX 200 fell 1.5%, so 106.4 there, 6700. And we dropped 0.6% on the NZX 50, closing at 11,498. Now, the Kiwi dollar has weakened due to the US dollar going up on the back of this announcement. So the last I looked, it was at 0.5845 against the US dollar, 0.8822 against the Aussie, 0.5944 against the euro, 0.5191 pounds, 84.48 Japanese yen, gold $1,670, and Brent crude sitting around the $90.40.
Good on you, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.